Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Christopher Martell, Neutral Zone.
It keeps happening.
7 o'clock on Wednesday. That's tomorrow night. Joins us now. Christopher, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
Clearly we're in panic mode.
Yeah. You know, 3-1 win last week. I was like, okay, that was it. They're done. They're back to normal. And then they go lay whatever that was at Vegas the other night, and that was awful.
Yeah, that probably was one of the worst games of the season for Nashville outside of the loss to Detroit earlier in the year and the 2-0 shutout that the Stars handed them at home a couple months ago. That game against Vegas was by far one of the worst.
But if you told UC Soros before the game, hey, you're going to have 45 saves, you're thinking, we're going to run away with this thing.
Well, I mean, it's not often a goaltender still has a 90% save percentage and gives up 5 goals. You know, I mean,
that's high volume.
Exactly. So, I mean, in all honesty, I look at that game as a really small sample size. Just, I mean, those kind of games are going to happen. And Vegas is an extremely tough environment to play in. Of course, these are just excuses. In reality, Nashville laid a giant egg against Vegas. And does it bring up a cause for concern, seeing they've lost 4 of their last 5 games? I don't really know. I think if you have to kind of deduce what you see based on how they're playing, you still got to remember Nashville's got 73 points. They're 6 points clear of St. Louis in the Central Division, still in second place. And one thing that I think people need to be aware of is that Nashville really hasn't peaked at all this season. They've had good times. They've had bad times and good and bad stretches here and there. But they haven't had any massive just climbing up the hill winning every single night. So, I mean, that's one of those things. You look at a team like St. Louis. St. Louis has won 10 games in a row. And in January 1st, they were the worst team in the NHL.
So yeah, basically what happened to them was Brett Hull came on our show and talked about how awful they were and that it was the players' fault. And they've been the best team in the league since then.
Apparently somebody got their hands on that and played that in St. Louis.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reverse hex this thing and say there's no way the Preds are going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. There's no way the Preds win the Stanley Cup.
We need Brett Hull to say that.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, you get Brett Hull to come on and say the Preds aren't going to win the Stanley Cup. That's true, too.
You know what's interesting, though, Martell? Despite their struggles, Winnipeg still hasn't pulled away from them in the Central. They've had their own boatload of issues.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville and Winnipeg both have 5 wins in their last 10 games. I mean, their last 10 records are fairly identical. Winnipeg's 5-3-2 in their last 10. The Preds are 5-4-1 in their last 10. And they're essentially just kind of keeping pace with each other, which, seems kind of odd. But at the same time, there are other teams in the West that are all fighting to get into the playoffs. Nashville, Winnipeg just seem to be kind of treading water right now in terms of maybe kind of retooling things here and there, tweaking something here or there to see if that helps. Along the way, and that's kind of what I think they're doing is they're more prepping for the playoffs and making sure to dot the I's and cross the T's along the way.
Will they make a move? Trading deadline week from yesterday. I mean,
I think they do.
Okay,
I
mean, you do.
I think they do. I think I know David Poile has said that he would be okay with the current roster if they don't make a move. But I feel like if they really want to have a strong chance at winning the Stanley Cup this year, they need to make it. And I think they need at least a top six player, whether it's a center or a winger. Of course, Matt Duchene, Mark Stone, Artemi Panarin, those 3 names have been coming up across the board for as people that the Preds may be interested in, more so Duchene and Panarin than Stone. But it's it's all about cost. You know, it's all about how much it'll take to get those guys here and if there's a potential if they re-sign or not. So right. That's something that's got to be looked at.
Like, if you go, for those that don't know, Duchesne, 27 goals, 31 assists, 58 points in 50 games. So if you go after him, is Tolvanen involved in that deal? Like, I mean, as you said, how much do you have to give up?
Yeah, I think Tolvanen would absolutely be part of that deal. But something that a lot of people, you know, it started to crop up over the last few days is Matt Duchesne loves Nashville. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because this is a guy who, whenever he has time in Nashville, he goes and plays country music. He will go out to the bars and play country music. He even bought a townhouse in Nashville, like just this past October or November. So, I mean, this is a guy who has made it known in the past that he really likes the city of Nashville. So I would think there's some kind of mutual interest there. But as in terms of cost, I absolutely think Tolvanen would be involved. I think he would have to be involved.
Yeah.
And based on what I've seen so far in his development, I think if Nashville is going to part ways with him, they need to do it now before they regret it, if they even would regret it later down the road.
Who's the best fit to you of the guys that are out there that could come in and provide some real punch? Is it Duchesne or is it Stone? Is it somebody else?
You know, I think if you were to pick one person, and, you know, I've been kind of adamant about this lately, I think the person I would pick would be Matt Duchesne. And the reason I say that is because for everybody that thinks that Nashville needs a winger, I think Nashville needs a center. Because if you look at the lines that Nashville's played this year, you have the Victor Arvidsson, Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg line. That line is successful partly because of how good Ryan Johansson is at making sure the puck is going where it needs to go. And that's what a center's job is supposed to do. Matt Duchesne is an elite first-line center. You get him to play in the second-line role with a Kevin Fiala, maybe Craig Smith beside him, and then you have Turris and Bonino swap between the third and fourth lines. I mean, you've got four legitimate centers with other people that can play behind them as well. I honestly think Matt Duchesne could be the missing piece they need.
Well, either way, they got to fix the power play. They're last in the NHL. I read Kevin McCartney had this. The last team to reach the playoffs with the league's worst power play was Columbus 11 years ago, and they got swept in the first round.
It is embarrassing how bad their power play is. You know, I've beat that horse into the ground so often. Talking about how bad it is. And, you know, it's not just as bad. It's 12.7%.
Yeah.
A conversion rate of 12.7%. That is so awful. I mean, this is a power play that if you look at the total amount of opportunities that they have, this is a team that has 204 opportunities. And they've scored 26 goals. It's atrocious. If they were to just have scored 15, 20 more of those goals, that's 20%. That's right in the middle of where they should be. For a team as skilled as Nashville, there's no reason for them to be this bad on the power play. It's like, it's statistically improbable. It's like the Browns. It's so statistically improbable for them to be that bad for this long. So, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
So, at some point, the thought is that everything will come together, right? Because last year, everybody's concern was that they peaked too early. Well, as Mickey and you also said, Christopher, they haven't peaked at all yet. So, maybe that's coming. Maybe it's a good thing.
I'm hoping so. I mean, if you look back at 2016, 2017, when they made that run of the Stanley Cup, they didn't peak until they got into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Then they swept Chicago, and things really went their way. So, you know, it's just a matter, I think if they can figure out the power play issues, it's going to go a long way down the road of helping make sure that this team has a long run into the postseason.
I'd rather swoon now than swoon in June.
No room for June swoon.
Swoon in June.
Yeah, there won't be a swoon in June. Christopher, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
At @KMartell_sports. Neutral Zone coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock, hosted by Christopher Martell.